Chip Fulgham is the Chief Financial Officer of the Department of Homeland Security, and DHS receiving high marks for performance reporting from the Government Accountability Office. Chip, thanks for coming on the program to talk to me today. What did you have to do or put into place or maintain in order to get such a high rating from the Government Accountability Office? Thanks for your time today, Chip.
Well, thanks for having us. First and foremost, as you know, it takes a lot of work from our folks, and it takes tremendous leadership and a group of talented people. We're blessed to have that leadership within CFO as well as within our various components. They work hard at it every single day. They built a rigorous process that we've been able to repeat over the years and build upon. And because of that, GAO recognized the excellent work that we're doing.
They cited the performance measure verification data that you used and the details about how you used it and what you expected from it as the reason to give you an outstanding mark. How do you control, or how have you controlled, the accuracy of the data so that your leaders have confidence that what they're looking at is what they can use to make good decisions?
So that's a good question. So first of all, we do a thorough scrub. So we ask the hard questions about these measures, including who owns it, where is the data coming from, how do you get it, all of those types of things, who reviews it, who approves it. And if they can't answer those questions with the level of specificity that we would expect, we'll go out and fix it. And we've been able to do that. And in areas where if we can't fix it, we won't include it in the measure. It's just that simple.
The leader of the effort at GAO that cited your work as outstanding, Chris Min, was on the program last week, and he told me that you have detail on each of the agency priority goals about how accurate the data were on each of the goals and how the quality of the data impacted the decision-making. That's a lot to align. How did you go about aligning all of that, and what have you seen as the benefits of being able to do so?
I'd say this is a good example of the department's unity of effort, where we have gotten the components to buy into what it is that we're doing in this particular space. So while we've got 80 key measures, we've gotten tremendous alignment from the components, and they see the value in it. So decision makers want quality information to make decisions. And we've been able to show that these measures provide key indicators of how we're doing our job, how we're doing the mission every day, and the outcomes that we are looking for. And so they provide that so that we can do course corrections when we need to do course corrections, or they tell us where we're doing well.
You talk about each of the components buying into this. How has data uniformity progressed to the point where agencies can use each other's data where it's appropriate?
So we've got a repeatable process, right? And it's been in place for several years here. We've got a good system underneath it. And again, we've got tremendous leadership at the top. And so we just continue to build upon that basic process that we put in place, and it just keeps getting better.
What about the mechanics behind it? Is this requiring any particular kinds of data sharing operations or any kind of infrastructure to be able to do, or are you using stuff that you already have in place to be able to make that data sharing work?
Primarily, it's stuff that we already have in place. It's a pretty simple, straightforward approach.
So now you have this level of success that you don't want to go to pot right away. You want to perpetuate it. How do you do that? How do you keep your hands on it in such a way to perpetuate it without, kind of squeezing the ball too hard that you drop it?
So again, I think once you've got a repeatable process and you document it and you stay focused on it, and by doing those simple things, you'll be able to continue to sustain your success and build on that success.
Chip Fulgham of the Department of Homeland Security, do you have some examples or stories to tell about places where you've used data to make decisions and it's wound up paying off?
So, for example, in FEMA, we've improved the life-saving supply delivery rate from 92.8% in 2012 to almost 98% today. Our fusion centers are now using information sharing. Their effectiveness is up to much higher than it was several years ago, and we're also using this to help prioritize our investigative activities that hold ICE's case review process is much better than it was several years ago. So these are all areas where we've used the information to either apply more resources in an area or change our policy procedures and whatnot to get improved performance.
The notes that I have from the agency cite the GAO work as just part of some management citations for good work that you've received recently. You'd also note here two consecutive clean opinions on the department's financial statements. What have been your keys to making that happen? One is great. Two in a row is even better because it's like the Super Bowl championship. It's even harder to do it the second time than the first.
Yeah, so what I would say is simply this. You know, I love sports analogies, so I'll use one from one of Notre Dame's greatest football coaches. So he said, you know, when he got and won the national championship in 1985, his biggest mistake was the fact when they said, what are you going to do now that you've won the championship? And he said, well, we're just going to maintain what we're doing. And he realized that that was a mistake because, simply put, you got to keep getting better. So what we've challenged our folks to do, whether it's with the clean opinion or performance management, is just to continue to improve. Look for ways to get better each and every day. And if you do that, you won't have to worry about whether or not you're going to get that clean opinion because you're just going to keep getting better. That's what we did after the first one. And we've gotten another one, and we look forward to getting a three-peat this fiscal year.
I know it's the government, so they can't give you rings, but certainly with the work that's involved and the number of people that are involved in doing this, you've earned them. Also note two certificates of excellence in accountability reporting from the Association of Government Accountants and a best-in-class summary of performance information. All of that indicates what, in your view, as you sit there? I mean, you've got the accolades, that's great, but what does it say? What's the message that you want your people to take away?
One is that they're doing a heck of a job, and it is awesome whenever you get this type of recognition from these type of organizations. Secondly, what I would say is it demonstrates the maturity of the department in our financial reporting. You know, several years ago, it was you'll never get a clean opinion, and now we're recognized as best in class in a lot of categories as it relates to financial reporting. So it again demonstrates our focus. It demonstrates the maturity, as well as, and most importantly, it demonstrates the excellence that our people strive to do each and every day when they come to work in the Department of Homeland Security.
I recall those conversations, accusations, I guess some of them could be called from Congress, that you'll never get a clean opinion. Now with two of them in a row, if a colleague of yours comes along and says, how do I do that too, where they haven't had the success that you've had, what are the one, two, three, four, however many steps that you lay out to them as the steps to take? I know having good people and all of that are important, but what are the concrete steps that you would advise somebody to take?
So I would say, first of all, quit planning for failure. I mean, that was one of the things the department was doing, is every year we would come in and go, okay, we're not going to get it again. Let's minimize the issues. The second I would say is look for out-of-the-box solutions or out-of-the-box thinking. And then third is build a strategy in bite-sized chunks that you can achieve. And then focus your resources, time, energy, and effort towards making those goals come true. And that's exactly what this department did, and it paid off.
Chip, anything else we should know about the work that you're doing at DHS?
Nothing other than to say again that we are blessed to have a group of dedicated, tremendous folks who come to work each and every day to support and enable the mission of this department, and we are blessed to have them.